Doyle released a statement saying that while he could have played brinkmanship by moving full steam ahead on the rail line, the project won't be successful in the long run unless the state of Wisconsin and the U.S. Department of Transportation are strong partners. That possibility appeared unlikely given the election of Walker, who promised during his campaign to kill the rail line. Doyle spent most of his statement laying out the direct consequences of stopping the train. The governor said it would cost 412 jobs immediately and leave the state on the hook to the federal government for about $100 million, some of which it had already spent, some of which was slated to repair the existing Hiawatha rail line. Walker was scheduled to meet with Doyle and indicated he'd also talk with federal transportation officials about the rail project. But Walker told reporters his position had not changed.
Out of deference, I wanted to hear from the administration, both from the governor and Department of Transportation, just because the decision was made last week to put a stall on without details. And so we'd just like to learn some more. But I don't see anything that would change my mind.
Walker said during the campaign he wanted to use the $810 million in federal stimulus money Wisconsin received for high-speed rail to pay for roads instead. But in Doyle's statement, the governor called that idea pure fiction. Doyle said the federal government had made it very clear the money would go to another state if Wisconsin turned down the rail money. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.